Zdaj, na tak način se pravi, kakšno dobro sito se da narediti pri nizkih frekvencah in na tak način lahko tudi načeloma fazen šum lahko miri. Recimo fazen šum samega spektralnega analizatorja. Spektralni analizator je točno tu. Ne? V spektralnem analizatorju imate mešalnik, ne? Ki je tukaj uho. Ne? Tukaj je njegov lokalni oscilator. In tukaj je zdaj sito. Ne? In potem je naprej obdelava, kar počne. Ampak pri spektralnem analizatorju, kaj vidite? Pri spektralnem analizatorju lahko vidite tudi, če rišem brez zaslon. Ne? Jasno rišemo tukaj skalo frekvenco. Rišemo tukaj skalo, logaritmsko skalo za moč. Ne? Na spektralne rezultate razmerno dobite tisti enosmerni špik. Ne? Pri tem enosmernem špiku tukaj je zdaj, frekvenca je enaka nič tukaj. Ne? Kdaj se zgodi enosmerni špik? Takrat, ker je frekvenca tega oscilatorja, če je tukaj frekvenca medfrekvence, frekvenca lokalnega oscilatorja je točno enaka, ne? Se pravi, tukaj, da je frekvenca enaka nič, pomeni, ta frekvenca je tudi frekvenca lokalnega oscilatorja in frekvenca medfrekvence. Ne? So, in a device that also uses mixing is a spectrum analyzer. A spectrum analyzer has an mixer in its input, and has a bandpass filter and further signal processing. And the spectrum analyzer also has its own local oscillator. So the frequency, the signal frequency is actually the frequency of the local oscillator minus the frequency of the intermediate frequency. This frequency, this is usually around 2 gigahertz, and this oscillator goes from 2 gigahertz up to, say, 4 gigahertz, typical for. So at frequency zero, what we actually see here, this should be symmetrical, to be more a bit symmetrical. At frequency zero, we can actually see the phase noise of the local oscillator of the spectrum of the oscillator itself. Because at frequency zero here, at a certain offset, if we put this filter at certain offset, we see exactly the phase noise of our local oscillator. Because of this breakthrough through the mixer. Zaradi tega prehoda skozi mešalnik, ne, se v mešalniku ta fazni šum meša z nosilcem iz lokalnega oscilatorja in ga dobimo točno na frekvenci, lahko pomerimo, koliko faznega šuma k naši meritvi dodaja spektralni analizator. Ne, to je zelo važna stvar. Spektralni analizator je zmeren merilnik, ki uspe sam sebe izmeriti. Ne? So this is a very important property of a spectrum analyzer. A spectrum analyzer is always an instrument that can measure itself. It can measure how good it is on its own. Few instruments can do that. Unfortunately, people that have never built a spectrum analyzer don't know these things. Žal, ljudje, ki niso nikoli življenje sestavili spektralni analizator, tega ne vejo in potem tega ne znajo. Boste pa tu imeli na vaji. You will have this at the lab experiments to see. How to observe the noise the spectrum analyzer itself is generating, the phase noise. This will be also on the practical experiment. For this reason, also I require all my PhD students to finish a spectrum analyzer. Zdaj, z tega razloga tudi za vse na doktorskem študiju od sata zahtevo na spektralni analizator, ker je tu osnova, da ljudje razumejo, kaj je. So this is the spectrum analyzer, the operation, its operation is something fundamental to understand what we are discussing here. No, ena taka zelo zuperna reč z faznim šumom je pri množilcih. Ne? Če jaz množim dve, če jaz množim frekvenco, nimam tega pojava seštevanja, se mi ne seštevajo moči, Pač pa se mi sešteve amplitude, zato ker pri množenju sta pa spektra obeh, se pravi množilec, kako bi lahko recimo množilec krat 2 dobil. Ne? Na enak način, kot sem tukaj seštevil frekvence, lahko grem tudi množiti stvari. Ne? So in the same way I was adding frequencies, I can also multiply frequencies. So to continue the story about the multiplier, I can start with an oscillator. And to multiply the frequency by 2, za množiti za 2, preprosto signal sam s sabo množim. Ne? Če imam tukaj x, je recimo kozinus omega t, ne? Imam tukaj na izhodu x kvadrat, ki je kozinus na kvadrat omega t, tu je pa ena polovica in ena polovica kozinus od 2 omega t. Ne? Množilnik krat 2 ne, lahko naredim z mešalnikom, ne? Se pravi, s pravim množilnikom lahko uporabim tudi množilnik frekvence krat 2. Se pravi, če imam tukaj frekvenco f, imam tukaj dve frekvenco 2f. So, a multiplier circuit can also be used as a square, so to obtain the square of the input signal, and the square of the input signal is actually frequency multiplication. If I take the square of the cosine, the square of the cosine was half plus 1/2, cosine of twice the frequency, so I get out twice the frequency. But there is a problem with the phase noise. Problem, ki se pri množenju. And this problem with the phase noise always happens with frequency multiplication. Zmeram pri množenju frekvenc, ne? Če rišem tako f od omega, ne? So, while multiplying frequencies, if I can hear my original frequency, omega, this frequency had some noise sidebands, some phase noise. What do I get at twice the frequency? This was at the input, at the output I get twice the frequency. Na izhodu dobim dvakratno frekvenco. Dvakratna frekvenca, ampak zdaj ne dobim dvakratnega faznega šuma. I get twice the frequency, but I don't get twice the phase noise. Why? Because now this phase noise and this phase noise are correlated. They come out from the same oscillator. Ta fazni šum in ta fazni šum sta korelirana med sabo. Se pravi, nimam seštevanje dveh naključnih veličin, pač pa imam seštevanje dveh sofaznih kazalcev. I do not have the summation of two random quantities, but of two correlated quantities, and the result here is 4 times L of delta F. Če grem zdaj na phase z frekvenco, tukaj recimo deprimerjam skalo, ne? So we go further up with frequency, at the output of a frequency multiplier chain, when I have n times omega, or m times omega, for an arbitrary m, m times omega, what I get at this frequency, kar dobim pa te frekvenci, dobim izredno, izredno velik fazni šum. So here I get lots of phase noise, I get phase noise m squared times the initial L of delta omega. Delta omega, še tako vrati, delta omega, kjer pa se kaj. I have the scale for omega. Imam skalo za omega, moram pisati delta omega. Ne? Tukaj gre z kvadratom m-ja, zakaj? Zato, ker imam seštevanje dveh koherentnih signalov. So here I have the summation of two coherent noises. So the amplitude do sum, not the powers. And the sum of the amplitudes, if the amplitude is twice, the power is 4 times. If I have m times the amplitude, I have m squared times the power. So in the case of a frequency multiplier chain, I have to be very careful, because phase noise goes up really quickly. u primjeru velike množilnih stopenj množenja frekvence, kar rabim, da pridem na zelo visoke frekvence, ampak ta fazni šum grozno prašča. Dobro, zdaj, po vsem tem, kar smo videli tukaj, rabimo eno goro kristalov, da se nam bo fazni šum nam ramo namnožil in s tem smo vezani, kakor tak isto drugi svetovni vojni. So, it looks like here we need a huge amount of crystals, and there is no other way to solve this problem. Like the tank radio operator from the Second World War, he had a whole box of crystals. What can we do out of this? Can the digital world help us? Imamo kakšno pomagalo v digitalnem svetu, ki nam lahko pomaga. Dobro, v digitalnem svetu lahko en signal poljubne frekvence zgradimo čisto digitalno. In a digital world we can generate any signal we want in a completely digital way. Okay, we have to start a clock for our logic, and the clock comes out of a quartz crystal and the multiplier. If you have a 2 GHz or 3 GHz processor in your computer, you do not have a 3 GHz crystal. You have a 20 MHz crystal, and that's multiplied up to 3 GHz, okay? Where do we come to the digital generation? Okay, we have a clock source that has a crystal oscillator and has a frequency multiplier. And this gives us the clock. To nam daje uro, ne? In ura nam daje v enem registru daje taktemu registru. Lahko je tudi flip-flop, ampak več flip-flopu recimo imamo tukaj 32 bitov. 32 bits are enough for our purpose, so we have a clocked register at 32 bits. I may have here digital summation. So 32 bit summation. When I put, for instance, n here, when I put here the output of my register, and this is also 32 bit. What I get here, kar dobim tukaj, je pravzaprav žaga. Ne? I get a sawtooth here that has a frequency, the frequency of this sawtooth, frekvenca te žage je zdaj n deljeno za 2 na 32, to, ne? Krat f clock. So if this is the clock frequency, it was m times f crystal. I can simply obtain with good resolution, I can obtain any frequency I want in the form of a sawtooth. Zdaj, da bi katero koli frekvenco v obliki žage. No, zdaj, če jaz dodam tukaj eno sinusno tabelo, in dodam en deoperatornik, so I add the digital to analog compartment, I get the sine wave with the desired frequency. Ja, tu vse gre. Samo tukaj pa kakšna omejitev, ne? So, where are the limitations? The limitations here is that this is only perhaps 12 bits. Also here much more than 16 bits makes no sense. Because the D2A converter is the limit at 12 bits. At the very high frequencies we are talking about, this clock may be 3 GHz. Tista ura je lahko 3 GHz, pri teh visokih frekvencah nimamo ravno dosti bitkov deoperatornika. Dobimo pa ven poljubno frekvenco z poljubno finim korakom. Ne? So I can get out of this circuit an arbitrary frequency with an arbitrary small step. 2 to the 32nd power is a very huge number. I get a huge number of channels here.
Ta naprava tukaj se kliče tudi dosti krat NCO. Numerically controlled.
In the ta način lahko dobim z digitalijami poljubna frekvenca. So with digital devices, I can get here an arbitrary frequency. Yes, but there is a problem. You can buy chips like this. You can buy chips that do this. Se pravi, lahko dobiste čipe, lahko kupiste analog devices, ki izdeluje, lahko kupiste tak čip. Imate vse tu žarešeno v čipu, mogoče ne 3 GHz, ampak 1 GHz, vem, da čip se dobi, ne? Da kupite. So, 1 GHz clock frequency chip, you can buy such a chip from analog devices. Works fine, but there's a problem. The problem is in the spectrum. Problem je v spektru, če tukaj rišem frekvenco ali pa omega. Omega here. Pišem tukaj dobro spektr od omega. Ne? Dobro, ena stvar, kar jaz tu moram vidjeti, ok, I need an anti-aliasing filter at the output, but this is least of the problem. Rabim sito, da mi izloči zrcalne frekvence od vzorčenja, ampak tu je analog sito, ampak to je najmanjši problem. Tu, sito se razmira dobro. So this is always okay. This is always okay. This is a problem. This one is a problem. The limited number of bits of the DTA converter is a problem. In če jaz rišem tukaj logaritemsko skalo, ne? Če dobim zdaj tukaj nujeter moja željena frekvenca, ne? So besides my desired frequency, this frequency limit should be f clock, according to the Nyquist limit, f clock f should be the frequency limit of the opposite. Besides the desired frequency, I get many spurs here. Razen željene frekvence dobim dosti brkov, ne? In koliko daleč prav so te brki, so what is the spacing of this unwanted spurs from the original signal is the resolution of our D2A converter. Tu je zdaj 12 bitov, ne, krat 6 decibelov na bit, ne, je, tu je 72 decibelov. So I have a signal to spur ratio of just 72 dB. Ja, ti so tudi lahko razne stvari lahko preštejamo zraven, ampak to so podrobnosti. Ti so podrobnosti. Mislim, kako, na kakšen način merite šumi, še ti so zraven. V grobem je, on smo omejeni število bitkov. So this expression here may have an additional constant 5 dB, some people write, that depends on the way we measure the noise. But this noise comes out. And unfortunately, there is no way to get rid of this spurs. So, if you are happy with 72 dB signal-to-spur ratio, this is okay. But most of our radios will not work with 72 dB signal-to-spur. Večina naših radio s 72 decibeli premalo. S tem, da smo imeli tukaj ogromno toplote. All this digital stuff running at high clock frequency generates lots of heat. And besides the huge amount of heat it generates, it's power hungry, we do not obtain a particularly clean signal out. There are companies that are offering these chips. You can use them in some applications, they are very nice. But don't try to make a radio with it. Ne poskušajte biti različni. No, kakšna je zdaj naša rešitev z digitalnim? So, what is our solution from the digital world now? The solution, rešitev je, da uklenemo
NASH.
And NASH, napetostna krmiljena strata. Torej, če pišem tukaj logaritem od delta F. Tukaj pišem logaritem od L od delta F. So I'm plotting the phase noise. The phase noise of a VCO is something like this. The phase noise of a crystal oscillator is like this. Crystal oscillator. So what are we going to do in the digital world? We are going to lock a VCO that produces an output frequency with some kind of logic. To a crystal oscillator. This logic has a certain bandwidth. Ta logika ima zdaj neko pasovno širino tukaj, ne? So has some speed, and this speed is not particularly high. But the trick is this. The overall phase noise can be much reduced. Not at high frequencies. Here is our mic. But at lower frequencies can be much improved where the phase noise actually is a problem. Se pravi, naš fazni šum VCO-ja narašča pri zelo nizkih frekvencih. In pri zelo nizkih frekvencih se da to logiko dovolj hitro narediti, da je, če je tu znotraj pasovne širine, takrat logika lahko popravlja VCO. Pri visokih frekvencih pa ne moramo nič narediti, ker je logika prepočasna. So, our trick is how to do this. At high frequencies, there's nothing we can do about the VCO, at high offsets. The VCO is just a free-running VCO, okay? But here we have a controlled VCO, it's frequency controlled, by some logic that has some bandwidth, and this bandwidth is usually small. But the real troubles happen at, with phase noise, happen at low frequency offset. And at low frequency offset, the logic can be fast enough. We are going to discuss this thing in detail after the Christmas break. Otem več po novoletnih praznikih, se pravi 6. februarja, 6. februarja, we are going to discuss this thing in detail. 6th of January, we are going to discuss this thing into detail to see how to do it, how to make it, what problems happen with this thing, because this is the solution used in all radio today. Tak, ta stvar se uporablja vseh radij danes, tako da danes bomo pogledali, kako to kompromisno rešitev spraviti življenje. Kako se uporablja v